Jerry Bader Show, 1051. The reason I did the little exercise, it was just, again, to prove how difficult it is to distinguish the thoughts, words, and feelings of John Kennedy from Ronald Reagan. That doesn't mean that Reagan was more liberal than people realize. That's not what it means at all. It means Kennedy was far more conservative than people realize. Far, far more so. By the way, we have four more of the books to give away, so we'll don't worry. You'll have more chances. We may tie that in, for those of you here in Green Bay, we may tie that in to families or children with cancer tomorrow. Opportunity will be at the bank. Maybe I'll get creative there somehow. The myth that I want to debunk today, and I need to get to several things here in the 8 minutes I have. I have to go really fast. Besides, this is a minor myth anyway, so I'll just spend about 30 seconds on it. That Kennedy was determined to land Americans on the moon. That speech, you know, that we should, May 1961, land a man on the moon before the end of the decade. That was strictly a Cold War ploy because the American belief system was the Soviets had surpassed us in technology, space, and missile technology. The reality is the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo projects to put man on the moon were already on the drawing board. It's not like they went and started figuring that out after John F. Kennedy said that. In fact, Kennedy even privately wondered if it made sense to spend that kind of money. But he knew that he needed that type, at least in 1961, rah-rah, we're better than the Russians. By the time we landed on the moon, didn't really need that anymore. And there's questions as to whether the Russians ever planned on going to the moon. Nobody's really sure that they did. We had the plans in place already. So that is, in fact, a myth. Here's another myth. Well, here's a myth. Let's call this a myth in progress. As you know, Obamacare is a debacle. A poll out by CBS News yesterday shows we're approaching 50% of America who wants it repealed. And the Democratic base has gone wobbly on this. So you know what the strategy is now, right? Because what else do they have? What is the strategy? Obamacare is such a debacle. And again, this get past the website thing. If you're a liberal out there listening, we're not talking about the quote-unquote glitches on the website, which aren't glitches at all. There are huge problems with that website. But even get beyond that. We are talking about the intended systemic failings of Obamacare and what they're intended to do. The public is now, as I said yesterday, understanding what the goal is. The goal is to force people who can afford more insurance than they need to take more insurance than they need so they can pay for people who can't afford insurance. The American people should have figured this out. Conservative talk radio all along has been telling them that's what it is. Now that it's hitting close to home, they're figuring it out. And wait. Wait until it hits employer-provided insurance, which it will. And there are companies, I'm told, including this one, who are going to get penalized because they offer too much for the cost. Do you know that? Are you aware of that? There are employers who are providing a policy that is too gold-plated for too low of cost. You can't have that. If you think we're lying about this, you thought we were lying about what happened already. So what is the strategy now to blame Republicans? Here it is. By the way, this is all over the place. This is all over the place. But Michael Kraft, writing in the Green Bay Press Gazette, I could have done this as a crayon report, but I won't. GOP sabotages, then criticizes Obamacare. The Press Gazette published a front-page article featuring Representative Reid Ribble's call for the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of HHS, over the flawed rollout of the Affordable Care Act. Ribble and Republican lawmakers have voted over 40 times to repeal the law, and they shut down the federal government in another effort to defund it. Republican state legislators and governors, including those in Wisconsin, have refused to establish state insurance exchanges so that citizens can learn about their options and purchase individual policies. They can do so already in those states with well-functioning exchanges, such as Kentucky, Minnesota, and California. Well, why should they? We have God's gift of Obamacare. Why should states have set up their own exchanges? Back to his letter. having done everything they could to sabotage Obamacare, now Ribble and his colleagues seem to be arguing that the American people are being unfairly denied their right to health insurance because the administration has not implemented the complex program as smoothly as it could have. No, that's nuh-uh. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. We're not saying the shaky rollout has anything to do with people losing their coverage. That part of the rollout worked beautifully. That was the plan all along. That's a lie. To suggest that's a glitch or a bug is a lie. That has been the plan all along. Some would call this hypocritical. An out-of-touch liberal like Michael Kraft would call it hypocritical. There is no question that implementation of the act has been poorly managed, but fixes are being made every week. Many of us would welcome some genuine bipartisan efforts to improve the law and its implementation, actions that would be far more helpful to the American public than any kind of political posturing of the kind you report. This guy is either an idiot or he is just trying to go along with the let's blame Republicans for an abject failure. Understand something. What has people completely soured right now is not the website. It's learning what is, as Nancy Pelosi put it, what's really in it. That is what's souring them right now. Nothing else. Not at all. Don't think for a moment that that's the case. And Democrats say that they'll run on Obamacare in 2014. By the way, yeah, just 31% of those questioned in the CBS News poll say they approve of the Affordable Care Act. That's a 12-point drop. The overall drop was fueled by a 16-point plunge in support by Democrats to 58%, an 11-point drop among independents to 27%. 64% say they're not confident it'll get fixed. And I said 48, I'm sorry. 43% want the measure repealed. Just 7% say it's working well. You can try to staple that to the butt of Republicans. Good luck with that. This is why Republicans were right to make sure nobody on their side voted for this. 1058, just by the way, repeal is more possible than ever. More on that tomorrow. Just 1059, 7 minutes from Rush. Bye-bye.
The Jerry Bader Show.